It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
So tell me about your weekend. You want to start with Josh over there? What'd you do?
Sure, yeah. I went to Central City and learned how to do a little Thriller dance with all the Mix 100 listeners.
Yeah?
It was a blast, man. It was so much fun up there. We had a huge turnout. It was incredible. A lot of smiles, a lot of little kids looking like they were so happy. A lot of really cool costumes as well. That was awesome up there. It was a little chillier than I would have expected, though, just because I haven't been up to the mountains in a little bit.
But you got a layer.
You did. You got a layer. And I needed some gloves. I did not bring gloves. Gloves are a necessity up there. But I have not been to Central City in a long time. It is such a cute little quaint town.
Right.
And the little old like Main Street right there is so adorable. They obviously closed it down for us. And it was so much fun, man. And then learning the Thriller dance. Like, I've never done anything like that before. And it was so cute watching people literally from like ages, you know, 60s all the way down to little kids learning the dance. It was really, really cool. And shout out to L.A., listener L.A., who helped lead the entire thing. She crushed
She's a fan. She calls the show a lot. She owns like a cabaret or something, right?
Yeah. So her and two other ladies from that led the entire thing, and she taught everybody how to do the zombie part of the Thriller dance, and it was really, really cool.
I saw some video of you. You looked like you were having the time of your life. I mean, kudos to you, because you were getting into it.
I was crushing it, man. Like,
you were not
talking
being
about
shy, hiding under the mixed tent or something like maybe I would have been, but you were out there.
I was front and center.
I was going to say, Josh was front of the line. Like, you could see exactly where Josh was.
He's an attention whore, though.
I did not mean to do that, though, so I thought I was going to be, not going to lie, I thought I was going to be in the back of the line. And then she says, okay, everybody turn. And that put me from like back center to front center. And I was like, we're doing this. Okay.
He was right there. I was like, look at Josh.
Well, we
like,
all did the about turn. And I was like, oh, no, this is me. Okay, here we go.
I'm in the front now.
But it was so much fun, man. And like, honestly, the dance helped warm me up. So it was really good.
Well, in that Central City Spooktacular, that is again this weekend and Halloween. It's absolutely free for families to go check out. And like you said, it's just a quick hour drive from the city. So
fast.
Worth it to go up to Central City, that beautiful town.
Also, the caramel apples there, to die for.
Really?
So flipping good.
Why
didn't
you start
with
that story?
Yeah.
Dude, it was so good. Oh my gosh. So yeah, if you go up there, get a caramel apple.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah,
good for
fun,
you,
man.
There are pictures posted on the Mix Facebook and the, I don't know, what are we calling our Facebook now? I don't even know. It's a mess. And it's on our Facebook.
The Morning Show Facebook.
The Morning Show.
It's a mess until roughly the end of November.
Yep. Yeah. So, sorry, everybody.
Facebook rules. Facebook rules. Katie went on a date.
Sure did.
Tell me about your date.
It was date number two with the vegan, and I know.
Can you say his first name?
His name is Mike.
Mike the vegan.
And
Mike.
I love, like, he's Mike a really nice guy. We have a good time hanging out and talking and everything, but the whole vegan thing, like, we sat down for breakfast, and again, he's like, I got up at, like, 4, so I've already kind of eaten my breakfast. I'm just going to get something small, and I'm, like, staring at him, like, why are we going out to get things to eat? Because I'm ready to throw down, right?
Yeah,
like,
I've been
waiting for this. I've been menu stocking this place all day. I know what I'm going to order, and I'm going to eat it. Like, so
it was
full
of meat.
It was full of meat. Not only, here's the thing. So I got this Southwest Benedict, right? So
Yum.
It has the country ham on the bottom, and then
you're a country ham.
They smother it in pork green chili and hollandaise sauce. So that's like all of the meats.
You're stalking the menu. Are you
so
looking
gross
at the menu before you even get there?
Every time.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Are you
Josh
kidding me?
You guys do that?
Absolutely.
So
that's
an old people
girlfriend
thing.
I had an ex-girlfriend that did that, and she, I was like, you're the craziest person in the world that you stock a menu before you even go to the restaurant. That's a thing?
I'd love it.
I will say, I even take it a step further and I go on to Yelp.
Yeah.
And I will look at the pictures on Yelp because that's real life pictures of what's going on at that restaurant. So I'll be like, oh, that brisket sandwich looks good. I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I did not know that's an actual thing. Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
I have an apology
when
to make.
Care
I called
enough
her crazy
about food like us. Like, you will menu stock
that
all day.
So what I've never heard of that.
What did
so
Vince the vegan order, whatever
he
his
got
name was?
Coffee cake.
Coffee cake?
I was like, you know what? And then we went for a walk after, and he's a really sweet guy. Again, he's sweet. I just, you know.
And you were
I
all
just
bubbly and gassy during the walk.
Well, have you ever seen the movie White Chicks?
Yeah.
That's the scene I think of every time where he's like, and for the lady, perhaps a salad? And you go, perhaps not.
Perhaps ribs. I know. I remember that. She's like,
tell me more about this side of ham that you have. What is that smell? smothered in? It's smothered in another meat? Oh, count me in.
Can we get an appetizer of bacon? Because that's what I'd like to do.
Can you wrap this ham in bacon and deep fry it and then put some queso on it for me?
You're emotionally damaging this man. I hope you know that.
I know.
The poor guy.
Yeah.
He must really like you, honestly.
Yeah, I know.
He's like round two and he knows what he's getting into every time with you.
Yeah. He's like, she's going to keep eating dead animals right in front of me. Like, she's not a
How's
care
his
in the
dog?
World. Max is great.
Max is doing
is
well.
Fabulous. He talked about Max a lot. So.
Is this the same guy that talks about his dog nonstop?
Yes. Oh, God. So he loves animals a lot, and I like to eat them. So.
All of a sudden, he's clutching Max.
Oh my gosh.
I swear, Max doesn't taste good.
Oh my gosh. You're hilarious. Well, that sounds like a nice little weekend for you.
It was.
Very good.
It was.
I'll round things out and talk about what I did. Consumed with family/kids crap this weekend. We spent basically all day Saturday at a high school where we were watching a cheer competition because my daughter's in junior cheer.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they were the very last ones to perform.
Oh, man.
So we sat in the gym for like 2 hours watching every cheer from every school. And it was a good time.
Did you memorize them?
Scream some sports stuff really loud. Clap your hands and act real proud. Make a twist and jump up high. Poke a pom-pom in your eye.
Yeah!
Yeah, team!
Football, run real fast. I fell down and need a cast. Yay! 2 hours of that, you guys.
Oh my gosh, man.
2 hours.
That's rough.
That's a different lifestyle.
Yeah.
Woo. That's a different lifestyle. So we spent 2 hours on the bleachers, doing that hard bleachers. And then we went down to the National Western Complex yesterday and sat on hard chairs for roughly 3 hours watching the Westerners. Also, different lifestyle. Different lifestyle. We went down there and we're supporting a friend of ours who had a daughter in it. And I think she was in it for roughly 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a lot of horse performances for that long. I've got to be careful. It's a very good organization. They're based out of Golden. They help like 1,000-some kids, develop like self-respect and responsibility and teamwork and leadership, and they make friends. It's a really good organization. And my daughter was like all about it when we left. She's like, how do we get involved with this? And all I saw was dollar signs, but it's actually not that bad. But they're a fan of like the pinwheel move, you know, where they get all the horses in one big line and they go around in a circle.
Oh.
Saw that easily 40, 50 times.
Well, that's where they essentially ride horses every other way except for like right on.
Yes. I mean, like they stand on horses. They're sliding off the side. They're backwards on the horse. They're jumping the horse. The coolest part, I will say, were the kids that came out and they had two horses side by side. And then they were standing on top of them. So one leg was on one horse,
and the other leg
was on the other horse.
Yeah.
And they're zipping around the arena. I mean, that is intense.
They probably waited till the very last 5 minutes to do that, though, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, well, it might be time to go. Yeah. And there was no cheering at that competition at all.
No?
Just straight up horse poop.